Welcome back to another NACE International podcast. My name is Ben Dubose. I'm a staff writer with the NACE publications team. That includes Materials Performance Magazine, which is the official membership magazine of NACE. And on today's podcast, as we continue looking at the COVID-19 pandemic and what it's meant for the corrosion industry over the past two and a half months, as well as how we go forward with COVID-19 for the remainder of 2020. We've been talking to a lot of experts in the field in recent weeks, and as it pertains to MP and the scope of corrosion control, one specialist that definitely should have a lot of insight on the industry at this time is the fine folks over at Far West Corrosion Control Company. Today, we've got Troy Rankin, president of Far West, with us. Troy, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Hello, Ben. Thank you very much. Doing well, all things considered, but thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you. Certainly, your company has a lot of knowledge to our listeners and our audience at NACE. And actually, let's start there. Rather than me try and give your bio, let's start by you giving some background for any listeners that aren't familiar with Far West, be it your products, your services, your company, where you're based. Just give us a 30,000-foot overview of where Far West fits within the corrosion control field and just a little bit of background about what the past couple of months have been for you guys.
Sure. Thank you. Well, Far West is established in 1956 and as a Texas corporation and has grown to 9 locations around the country. So we have about 170 people working on the team now with offices in many major cities. My role as president, I grew up in this company, so I've been here full time for now 42 years. But the services and solutions we provide are all around cathodic protection or corrosion prevention, and that would include products and materials, engineering, and installation services. So we call ourselves a full service provider of cathodic protection and corrosion control solutions. And we work in all the major industries, oil and gas, water, wastewater, anybody with pipe or metal in the ground or the water. So that's a brief overview about the company.
Troy, are you based out of California? I was looking at your email signature.
Yes, the headquarters for Far West is in Southern California, a town called Downey. So we have 3 locations in California. And then the remainder are in a number of states across the U.S. So, but yes, our headquarters are in Southern California.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Have there been any additional difficulties based on that? We've had a lot of our previous episodes looking at folks. I would say geographically, we've touched on a lot of areas of the U.S., but one thing that's unique to California in particular, some of the restrictions have been especially stringent. And even now that we're in early June, I know California is one state that's been a little bit slower to emerge than others. Is that a problem for you guys? I know your business is essential. I know certainly a lot of your clients, their business is essential. I'm just curious from a geographic perspective, is there anything uniquely difficult given the California dynamic at play?
That's a good question. On any day, California is difficult to conduct business in. The COVID-19 really didn't add a great deal of issues for Far West because of the essential component. So we did make a lot of changes in the business to react and respond to the California shutdowns and those rules. So working from home, restrictions, you know, social distancing, all the normal protocols that any other company or group would implement, we did as well. And so I don't know that it was any more restrictive. Now, the fact that there are so many people in California made it more important, I would say, much like New York, where you have a large mass of people in a fairly small area, then those restrictions are, I think, more important. And so we implemented a lot of those. But overall, I don't know that we were any worsely affected here in Southern California than really anywhere else in the country. But because we are essential and our customers are essential, we really are fortunate and very lucky to be able to continue working during the past, what has it been, 12 weeks or so?
Right. We're early June, and I think March 11th was when things really kicked into high gear around the United States. I think March 13th was the date that we first had the government restrictions. So yeah, we're approaching the 3-month mark within the next 10 days or so.
Right.
From a client perspective, what have you heard from those guys? Certainly, I know when you're talking about corrosion prevention, that's as essential as it gets for infrastructure around the United States. So in terms of what the government is going to put down in terms of actual limitations, it may not be all that intrusive based on the importance of the job. With that said, for some of the traditional CP corrosion control work, it does require a lot of travel. It does require bodies being in the field. So when you talk to your clients, your end users, what have they said? Have they had any difficulties, even if they are essential? Is it more difficult to get workers out into the field relative to maybe 4 or 5 months ago?
Well, I would call those things really more impositions than anything. Yes, it's a little bit more difficult, travel restrictions being what they are, of course. So, but our customers have been fairly active. They are in the field, but again, we're taking all those protocols into consideration. So there have been some minor difficulties in conducting our work, but really overall, because of the nature of the business and the importance to keep the energy infrastructure going, really, we didn't see a whole lot of difficulty. Now, as a result of COVID and oil prices, we're seeing more now just in a general slowdown, I think, than what we first experienced. But really, the problems we encountered at the beginning of the COVID restrictions really didn't affect us a great deal. Sure, we had to make some alterations, but again, I don't think they were anything that was overwhelmingly difficult.
You mentioned oil prices. That's something that a few of our guests on this podcast series, looking at the impact of COVID-19 on the corrosion industry, have talked about, not just the physical restrictions of COVID and what it means for us individually, but also what it's meant for all sorts of markets around the world, including oil prices. I know things are certainly not where you would like them to be, but relative to a month ago, we have seen demand pick back up to some degree. Do you feel any more encouraged now about the impact of the current oil price, what it means for your business, for the industry? Is it any better now than, say, that day a month ago when things were so bad that they went negative for the May WTI?
Yes, I would say so. That was a very scary time.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, misunderstanding about what that meant. But certainly, yes, things have started to evolve and improve. So we are seeing a slow increase in business and just responses from our customers. So, yes, absolutely. I believe that things are indeed improving, Ben, and we hope that will continue. But there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that will cause things to slow, you know, the business to slow down. But I think overall we're seeing a slow sort of growth out of that very, very dark time.
We'll stick with that theme as far as outlook for the foreseeable future. And one thing that's sort of interesting to me when I look at this from sort of a 30,000 foot overview, we're in this, what I call an in-between phase, in which you don't have the lockdowns in most places that we did in March or April. Business is starting to pick back up. We were talking about oil prices. People are driving more. So some of that demand is coming back. We're not at the depths of despair that we were 6 weeks ago. But at the same time, we also know there's not going to be total normalcy probably until there's a vaccine, which is not going to be on the horizon until at the earliest, it looks like, early 2021. So now that we're sort of in this in-between phase where things aren't locked completely down, but at the same time, it's not back to normal in terms of usual patterns for any of us, what does that mean for corrosion companies? You talked earlier about the impact being blunted to some degree based on the fact that many of your customers are essential business, and that's true, but at the same time, you're also tied to the bigger demand picture. And that's influenced by what's going on with COVID everywhere in the world. So what's your outlook for the next few months as far as how close to normal can we get for the remainder of 2020? Or is this something that before you get much better than where we are today is going to take a vaccine? Where do you see the balance for your company with that?
Well, gosh, that's a tough question, and you know, hard to. If I had that crystal ball, we'd really be in a great spot. But I think it'll be a slow recovery. And I've been through, well, oil downturns in the past, and it is a slow recovery. It doesn't change immediately, so we're expecting it to slowly climb out of this. And I really don't think normalcy, whatever normalcy is or will be in the future, we'll see that really into 2021. We'd like to see it, of course, sooner. The entire industry, entire world would like to see that. But I just don't think that's the case. And the vaccine would, of course, be a wonderful component to help with that. But you know, they're predicting, from what I read recently, again, that's early 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But so, Ben, in answer to the question, gosh, whatever normal is, I think it'll be a long time, 6, 8, 10 months before mm-hmm. we see that normalcy again. And I know we all would like to have it happen right away, but I just don't see that happening, especially where we are in Southern California, where the population density is so great, and we all fear a return or an escalation in cases of the COVID virus.
Yeah, I think that's certainly the fear, is that even if things do calm down to some degree this summer, a lot of places, especially if you combine it with population density like Southern California in any major market, then you get the seasonality of going into the fall and winter, you could see things take a turn for the worse one more time before you get hopefully to that vaccine in early 2021, which seems like the most optimistic timeline to this point. With the industry in a somewhat difficult time over the last 2-3 months with all of this, one thing about Far West that I found from afar to be pretty cool is you guys launched this Ask the Expert program that basically provides these technical consultation for anyone in the cathodic protection, corrosion control fields, even if they aren't necessarily a usual client of you guys, just offering expertise, because I imagine it's tough for a lot of clients to have their usual meetings or to travel and solicit the advice like in the patterns they typically do. So this type of program, especially in a virtual environment, it seems like a good way to capitalize on our current limitations, especially with travel. So I'm curious from your perspective, Troy, number one, how did that plan come together? And secondly, how has it played out in the market? Have people been receptive to it?
Well, the plan came together over many, many years, to be honest. Far West has always provided this service, if you will, to our clients. We just never advertised it. And so during the COVID-19, said, well, how can we help our industry? What can we do better to provide our knowledge to folks that may be in a difficult position? So I said, well, we just need to advertise this program or this ability. And so we came up with Ask the Expert and just advertise it a little bit more. And it has been well received. We talked to a number of customers now that are very appreciative of the help that they've gotten from the Far West team. But so we're hearing from people weekly and daily in some cases, asking very simple or very complex questions. So it really is something, Ben, that we've had in place for a long time. We just did a very poor job of advertising it. And so it's very rewarding in the fact that we can help people. And so I think from that standpoint, it was a success, and it continues to be a success. And we will continue it, COVID or not, because it's just good to be able to help the community, and yep. Our team is really enjoying that opportunity.
And I'm guessing this is something that it's not like anyone has to travel, be it you or them. This can be something that by phone, by Zoom, by Skype, there's lots of different ways that people can take advantage of this, correct?
You're exactly right. I think we've used all of those methodologies to get the word out. So yeah, we've sent a lot of good information out and had some good discussion. So yeah, we're not having to travel to any client to answer their questions.
Logistically, for you all at the company, again, I know you're an essential business, but how have things changed? Are you having more people work from home? Are you doing physical distancing at many of your locations? Just talk, if you could, a little bit about how things have changed just in terms of the mechanisms of COVID-19 prevention over the past couple of months from the Far West perspective.
Well, it was very important that we wanted to be as safe as humanly possible, even though we had to continue working. So yes, we staggered work times. We've sent people home and they're working from home. We moved office locations around so there's greater distance between folks. Any time you move out of your office, we're wearing masks, cleanings multiple times a day. Everything that you can imagine has been implemented. At some of our work sites, which can be a day or a week, we've installed signage, and some are required by clients, some of it not. So just practicing those same really CDC protocols, keeping our workers and the team safe and the people that are surround them. So really, I think nothing really out of the ordinary, but just making sure that everybody is aware and practicing those protocols. So we've made a big deal about getting that word out to employees with not only memos and meetings and videos, but every other methodology of communication you could imagine, just getting that word out so everybody is safe.
Yeah, and we advise our listeners, if you want the up-to-date information, even more so than this podcast, which we're taping on Wednesday, June 3rd, for the best information possible, check out the CDC website, all the official resources to get even more information than what we've provided over the last 15 to 20 minutes in our conversation between myself, Ben Dubose, staff writer at Materials Performance, NACE Publications, and Troy Rankin, president of Far West Corrosion Control. Troy, as we wrap up the podcast, any closing thoughts, topics that might be relevant to our audience that we haven't discussed? Anything as it pertains to lessons that you guys have learned from this, your outlook for the future, anything that might be of value that you've taken out of the past, what, I believe it's 10 weeks at this point, we said earlier, and how best can we apply it for the next 10 weeks or so, or I guess it's probably a lot longer than 10 weeks that we have until there's a vaccine. So if you could just talk about the lessons that you've taken out of this and where the corrosion industry might go from here.
Sure. Well, as a company, I think communication was really important. We wanted to communicate with our team members and our customers just to let them know what was going on, what we were doing, what we were not doing. And that went a long way, especially for our team members. We, in videos, we said, we're not going to lay anybody off. So that relieved a lot of fear. The other thing is just talking about a good attitude. Even though we can't control a lot of what is happening around us, we can have a good attitude about what we're doing here. So I think that really helped our team and in dealing with our customers. And I think the last thing is we try to calm everybody down and said, there's no reason to panic. Panic will not help us here. Yes, we're all worried. It is a concern, but we can only do so much. And if we panic, we can't even do that. So I think just really providing that calming communication and just letting everybody know where we were headed really did help a lot. So the lessons learned there, really just better communication and working on that attitude and really stopping what I guess could have been some panic.
I think those are all really strong points. Troy, before we go, any best ways that our listeners can get in touch with you or the company? I'm guessing your website, but is there anything that you want to plug as far as if a listener wants to get more resources from Far West, how can they get in touch with you guys?
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Of course, our website at farwestcorrosion.com and certainly any one of our regional offices and phone number at 310-532-9524. But appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Folks, he is Troy Rankin. Troy, thank you so much for the time. Again, president of Far West Corrosion Control. Look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, thank you very much, Ben, for the opportunity.
Nice insight there from Troy Rankin, president of Far West Corrosion Control. And with that, we will bring this episode to a close. Again, if you want more information from Far West, you can access them at farwestcorrosion.com. And for those of us at NACE, such as myself, NACE.org, materialsperformance.com, that's the website for, well, in NACE's case, the association, and with MP, the official membership magazine of NACE, looking at the various fields within the corrosion control industry. This is an ongoing COVID-19 series looking at the impact of the pandemic on the corrosion control industry. We will have more guests in the weeks ahead as we continue this series. We also have a great archive of guests. If you want to check those out, I teased to it a few times during the podcast, but wherever you're listening, Apple, Google, Spotify, if you haven't already subscribed to us, please do. By the way, that's how you can get these episodes even before we post them to those websites. But of course, you can check out those archives as well. And if you subscribe, you'll get the future episodes right when they come out. But if you want information even before we get those podcasts out, then the best place to get it is at the websites. We update every single day. And of course, beyond what we provide you about the pandemic as it pertains to corrosion control, if you want just generalized COVID insight, what it means for your businesses, there's lots of resources at the relevant U.S. government agencies, such as the Centers for Disease Control, that update on a regular basis as far as any guidance you may need for your day-to-day business. Anyway, with that, I will wrap up. Again, my name is Ben Dubose, staff writer with Materials Performance Magazine, a part of the NACE Publications Division. Thanks as always for listening, and please come back soon for another podcast right here at NACE International.